My next guest, one of my all-time favorites. The only problem is it's been too long since his last appearance. That's on me. That's my bad. That's going to change. I promise you that as we welcome in the fine, fine supervisor. What a job he does in the town of Oyster Bay. Ladies and gentlemen, Joseph Saladino, his name is. Mr. Supervisor, welcome on your return to LI News Radio, my friend.
Good morning. What a pleasure to be on with you and your listeners on this gorgeous spring morning where we all get great information and quite an informative show. We love coming on the show, but yes, it's been too long.
Joe, that's on me. It's going to change.
Thank you.
I'm going to have you on every other day now. But listen, you know, here's the thing. You know, I still notice what goes on in your neck of the woods, one of the great areas of Long Island, without question, one of my favorites. And you are seamless in your approach, my friend. I mean, you're handling things left and right there over the years.
Thank you.
Re-election like it's not a big deal anymore. And listen, people notice. Listen, I remember when you got in there. You worked so hard to get in there. And the thing is, you are doing the job. And I think a lot of people appreciate that.
Thank you. We've been delivering on everything we promised and then so much more. But what has been the milestones of late is the fact that these unexpected events have been coming up. We lose Tobay Beach every year now in tremendous storms, and we have to come up with plans to refortify the beach, bring in 44,000 tons of sand. Hope between the time we've got the beach sculpted and Memorial Day weekend, we don't get another storm. We have been now reaching out to the federal government and the state government for financial help. All of Long Island South Shore needs a long-term solution for the state and the Army Corps of Engineers to come up with. You know, they are like pushing a big rock up a hill. They don't want to help. It's all about money. And I said on a Zoom that we did with Senator Schumer's office, Army Corps of Engineers officials, hey, folks, if you don't come in and fix the beach, you're going to lose the highway, Ocean Parkway, major economic thoroughfare, major road for entertainment and all that makes it very special to live here. And then if you lose the road, next you lose the protection of the barrier island. Billions, not millions, but billions of dollars of homes and facilities on the South Shore of Long Island lost. It's penny wise and pound foolish because they don't want to spend the money. I said on the Zoom, wait a second, we're spending billions of dollars to countries around the world. These are taxpaying Americans. Why is it that you can't come swooping in and protect Americans? This beach is wonderful for recreation. It's the jewel of the town of Oyster Bay. But then it's so much more because these barrier islands structurally protect the mainland. So,
Joe, you're right.
We talk with solutions and fight uphill battle.
1,000% right. We talk about Fire Island. We have folks on there. You know, it's a disgrace. I mean, Schumer should be right on top of this, along with the other senator, whose name I always forget because I can't figure out what she does. What is that guy's in the control? Oh, I'm sorry, Gillibrand. But
she hasn't been on Long Island. Listen, do I like the person? Yes, I like Senator Schumer. I like Senator Gillibrand. We've had nice conversations. But I wonder if the senator who is running this year for reelection, Senator Gillibrand is running. We got to make that clear. Why don't we see her on Long Island? And more so, why don't we see her solving the problems? They deal with trillions of dollars. How come we get shortchanged over and over? How come there's money for all these causes that some of them boggle the mind why we're sending money for this and that? And I don't understand that. But when you have real important things, protecting our beaches, policies that we need money for, we need help, then we don't see them. It's very frustrating. But I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, if you're listening, please come to the aid of Americans, people born here, people paying taxes here their whole life. Please come to their aid by swooping in and providing the wherewithal to rebuild Tobay Beach. It is a disgrace, and I don't know why they're not present.
I agree. And I do know that Chuck listens every morning, but won't come on the program. He's involved with other things. And as far as Kirsten is concerned, she actually needs a GPS to get out here. So, I don't know the last time she's been on Long Island, but nonetheless, maybe she's contemplating another run for the presidency. She said she wouldn't last time. She was on that debate stage, if you remember, with Mayor de Blah Blah. But that's a whole nother thing, Joe. You're right. We need people who are going to tend to us as far as our needs are concerned. This is a biggie. Army Corps, I can never figure out. They're like molasses. And this is important stuff. That's why we vote people in to take care of this business. But for the life of me, I've always said Chuck's lost a little bit off that fastball over the years. So
Chuck Schumer answers the call when I call. I want to be fair. I'm always honest. His staff members answer the call. They set up the Zoom. But then when we hear no, where is the advocacy? That's the problem. Chuck Schumer has been very responsive. There's no doubt about that. But we need the solutions. We can't just play games and go round and round and round. I have too many things to fix. We're currently battling it out in Bethpage Park for decades, not years, decades. We've known Grumman planted barrels filled with carcinogenic contaminants. We find now the third row of barrels. They encased them in concrete because they knew that they were tremendously dangerous. And trying to get the cleanup where they remove, excavate the soil and ship it off Long Island is still so far away. They still won't force Grumman to do that. I don't know why. I'm scratching my head. It's one of the sources of the biggest plume, highest concentration of contaminants in a sole source aquifer anywhere in America. It affects so many people. Just to put it in perspective, Flint, Michigan, 100,000 people. The people who live over the Grumman Navy plume and are in its path, 2.5 times that amount, 250,000 residents on Long Island. And we can't get the federal government to say, I want you to get in there, remove all the contaminated soil. I don't want any discussion. You're doing it, period.
Unbelievable as far as, and that's a good job. They got 4 more drums yesterday, Joe. And you're right. It really affects.
They found another group that they're going to dig out for the third time. We think there are drums throughout the park. This was Grumman's graveyard of sins. When they left major operations here on Long Island, they took 20,000 jobs with them, but they left their graveyard of contamination behind. And now we're discovering it. We knew it was there all along. And now we have their attention, and we're yelling out the top of our lungs, Grumman, come in and clean up your mess. Grumman, scoop out all the soil. Don't steam it like a shirt at the dry cleaners and put the soil back in the ground is exactly what they're talking about doing. I will give credit to the New York State DEC since the drums have been found, since we've been making a big stink about it. They've woken up. And they're starting to turn the corner and move in our direction. And it seems like they're trying to force Grumman to take out the soil. But the devil's in the details. How much they'll remove is yet to be seen. And we are continuing. We've sued them. The town sued them years ago because they cleaned out the soils and removed them off Long Island. The town of Oyster Bay paid $25 million. They sued Grumman to get some of that money back. Still, town of Oyster Bay taxpayers haven't gotten a dollar, and it makes me fume, angry that Grumman has not stepped up to pay for their sins. And now we're suing for them to clean the park up to the full, unrestricted residential standard, the highest standard of cleanup. The people of Bethpage deserve that. The taxpayers of the town of Oyster Bay deserve that. And we want them to go use underground penetrating radar to find where all the tanks are. Jay, why haven't they done it? This technology has been around for years and years. Why haven't they done it before? In my opinion, it's because they knew these drums were here and they didn't want to rock the boat. They didn't want to find them because they knew it's an expensive cleanup once they're found.
No, you're doing the right thing. You're pressing them, Joe, and I like that. Listen, for so long, they've been allowed to do as they wish. Now, when backs are to the wall, you know, they're finding these drums. It's been an absolute disgrace on their end. And I hope they learn a lesson in the courts, I'll tell you that much. I mean, this is completely unacceptable. That's what it is.
I'm sure you and your listeners want to hear something that will really cook your goose. If Grumman cleaned up the plume when it was found, it was a lot smaller, and the costs of cleanup were a lot less. If they had cleaned it up then, it would have cost less than they've spent to date with all of the cleanups, the testing, the reimbursement. So, and it's still not cleaned up yet. So think about that. If they had just acted responsibly from the beginning, it would have cost them less. It wouldn't have contributed to the Grumman Navy plume anywhere to the degree it has. And it would have been the wise and responsible thing to do. It speaks to the realities of life. When you make a spill, clean it up immediately. You're always better off.
No doubt about it. Joe Saladino with us, the supervisor, ladies and gentlemen, the town of Oyster Bay. Joe, I know you've been at this a long time as far as, you know, this state zoning plan that wants to override some of the local zoning. Give me a sense of that. It's like, you know, third straight year now, a lot of these folks up in Albany are pushing plans that override some of these laws that were put into law decades ago. Give me a sense of what's going on and your feeling here.
So this is my opinion of what's going on. I'm outraged. You should be outraged. And most of all, the residents of our communities across Long Island should be outraged. When they want to take away our zoning power, that means you take away the voice of the people. We have a system now. We control what you can build, how many stories you can build, what your density is. Yeah, before you build a big project, the state, New York State, has made you do all these environmental studies, impact studies. You have to get a letter from the water district to assure there is enough water to support the numbers of units in that housing or that development. All of that gets thrown out the window. 2 years ago, this is the third year in a row, they're trying to build high-density housing, apartment buildings, and throw out our zoning power, throw out the ability for the public to come and be heard at a hearing, because it doesn't matter. We can't stop it. But the scary part, and the part that really proves what their intention is to turn Long Island into Queens, what it really proves is the fact that they're doing the same thing. They're just giving it a different name every year. The first year was all about you can put as many accessory apartments in the attic, in the basement, it all over your house, and they'll even give you money to build these accessory apartments, overflowing our neighborhood. The second is that they hit it in the budget bill, not a standalone bill that you can debate, that could be in the news, that you can watch your assembly members and senators see if they vote for it or vote against it. I will tell you that every Republican on Long Island was against all of this housing legislation. So the first year was about accessory apartments. It didn't fly. The second year, last year, they said, well, if you're within half a mile of a railroad station, you can build 50 units per acre. That's a high-rise complex, apartment complex, right in your residential neighborhood. Forget about zoning. Forget about parking. Forget about how much clean water we have, sewage, sanitation. How about school districts? They call this affordable. It's quite the opposite. Your school taxes will quadruple with all these new kids coming into the schools at a time when the state is cutting aid to schools. Talk about hypocritical. So that didn't fly. They hit it in the budget, not a standalone bill. Now this year, they make it about faith-based. Put a new wrapper on it. Same stinking fish, just with a new clean wrapper to try to emotionally move people. Oh, this is about faith. It's not about faith. The way the bill reads, if somebody who is a post office box preacher, they got a certificate online, they can sell or lease their property to a developer, and the developer doesn't have to follow any zoning rules. This is outrageous. Your property taxes will soar. Our water, we can't get them to clean up the water we have, and now they want to bring population density that will need clean water. They're cutting school aid, and yet school taxes are going to go up, up, and up. Yeah. Parking issues, the environmental issues, This is not affordable. When I see people on the left, I respect everyone. I represent everyone, no matter how you're registered to vote. But I see people on the radical left who claim they're for the environment. This will destroy the environment, not to mention the choice. People chose to come out to Long Island to live here for a better way of life, for open space, for cleaner air, the ability to park in front of your own home. All of this goes out the window. This is wrong, and people should be outraged. Why is it that the liberals of Albany think that this is so important? I think it's all about politics and not at all about affordable housing.
I agree with you. Joe, it's always about playing a game of political football. You know, it starts on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You have a trickle-down effect into Albany, and of course, what goes into Albany comes down here into the local regions. And this is a game that we have seen over the years. And it's not a change. The only way to change, Joe, is you get these people out of office. That's the only way to do it. You got to vote them out. That's it.
And just to make it clear, I like these people. I am more than willing to work with them. I build bridges with them. It's part of what I'm supposed to do. But when I see people from the Democrat Party pushing this agenda, pushing for it, and all the Republicans voting against it, it makes it very clear it's about politics. They want high density. They want to turn it into Queens because in these city urban areas, Democrats win. So whatever happened to protecting the environment, whatever happened to making life more affordable, it doesn't do any of those things. And people on the left who identify with protecting the environment, identify with lower cost housing, it's dangerous, it's wild, but most of all, it's wrong. So we're fighting. It would be an end of democracy if people can't come to a meeting and ask for a situation or ask to stop this or do that on zoning, and then we respond to the wants and needs of the people. Says it right in the Constitution, we the people. And yet they feel they know better, and they're taking away the people's rights.
No doubt. Joe Saladino is the town supervisor of Oyster Bay. He's got a plate full, but he handles it, folks. He handles it. No question about
it.
Yeah, it's part of the job.
And I thank everyone who's put me here. We protect law enforcement, and there's a great new way today
yes.
to help out.
Saladino, you're taking the words out of my mouth. Go ahead. Tell the folks. I think it's great.
Okay, so today there is a group who actually helped when in the wake of the crash of that bus in Farmingdale School District bus upstate. There were musicians on the bus and the school band. One of the school band members' dad owns a pizzeria, Anthony Lorano. His pizza place is Phil's Pizza in Syosset. He started this group called Long Island Pizza Strong. You can go to LI Pizza Strong on Facebook or Long Island Pizza Strong. LIPizzaStrong.com is their website. Today, all day long, $5 of every pizza sold will go to four important groups. All of them are important. They all help law enforcement and the families who have sacrificed and have suffered loss, including the family of Officer Jonathan Diller from Massapequa Park. He was slain. It's outrageous what's going on. We want safe communities, but it's okay to shoot at police officers. This is wild. It defies logic in every way. What a horrible tragedy. I went to the wake. I went to the funeral. I met the widow. They have a one-year-old child. So to help out people, to show you care about safe communities, to help law enforcement, go out today, find a participating pizzeria. There are 250 between Nassau and Suffolk County. LI Pizza Strong. Go to that pizzeria and buy pizza. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your kids. Buy one for your neighbor or friends. Let's show people how much we care about safe communities, how much we respect the people. Let's protect the people who protect us. We love our cops.
Well said. And I think it's a great thing. I really do. And that's another issue as far as up in Albany is concerned, as we just spoke prior to you, Joe, of State Senator Anthony Palumbo. I mean, you know, listen, they got to do something. They have to do something. I mean, to me, it's an it's a no-brainer. And if we don't incorporate something as far as keeping people safe, then I don't know what we're doing up there, to be honest with you. But this is another example of passing the hot potato, you know. And it's an issue.
Show your acumen when you bring on someone as qualified as Anthony Palumbo. I sat next to him in the New York State Assembly. He's a veteran of the Suffolk DA's office. He understands public protection and public policy. He's one of the best of the best. If he's listening, Tony Palumbo, we love you. We respect you. He's got a tough job to do. Talk about an uphill battle. They are so focused on letting criminals out instead of protecting the residents, the homeowners, the business people, the taxpayers. Every time you turn on your television, you see children being gunned down in the street, gun battles, smash and grab, breaking into stores. You know and I know, CVS doesn't even stop people anymore. There's so much theft that they say, we're not going to get into a dangerous situation. Just take it and run. That means the price of everything goes up. Lawlessness in the streets. It's outrageous. We have to rise up as a community and say enough is enough. Support people like Anthony Palumbo and our Republicans in the state Senate and state assembly and push back, because the only thing they know is power and the outcome of elections. And if this year there's massive amounts of Democrats losing, they'll wake up and they'll say, oh, gosh, we did too much. I was in the state assembly when the Democrats took over the majority in the Senate for those first 2 years, and then Republicans temporarily won it back. During those 2 years, all of the things that they said were so important, they didn't do because they were afraid of losing that majority. They didn't do the bill for same-sex marriage. They didn't do a long list of things they claimed were very important because they were afraid of losing. It's one of the only things they pay attention to is the fact of what happens at the polls. That's why we have these wild bills where you can register to vote on the day of election. That's nonsense. The ballot harvesting, it's a free-for-all, and we've got to stand up and be represented. Common sense has to rule. We've got to get back to that.
Joe, another example, you know, putting the elections even years. I mean, come on. I mean, the whole thing is completely upside down.
The years when we run, that's right. What that is weaponizing government to win elections for Democrats. Those of us, town supervisors, county executives, those of us council members who run in odd-numbered years, they have just changed that. So we now have to run in even-numbered years in the presidential race, in the governor's race. Why? Because they want our voices silenced. You won't even be able to buy a TV commercial because there'll be so many people running at the same time. Our message will be lost. And people will just vote down the political lines, and they know their voters come out more so in the even number years. So they're trying to win elections instead of provide for good government.
Joe, that won't be the case if you come on this program and make sure you sound off as you have over the last 22 and a half minutes. Well done. The only thing I request next time is you bring a little more energy. You know, you're a little more energy. You know, I don't get a sense. I don't get a sense on the articulation and the energy factor for Joe Saladino of the town of Oyster Bay. I need to see that elevated a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
You got it. Come visit our website at oysterbaytown.com. We've got a whole summer of free concerts we're doing on August 6th, the Marshall Tucker Band with Law Enforcement Appreciation Night. We'll be supporting and promoting and thanking our cops, our firefighters, the Diller family, everyone in law enforcement. We've got Lee Rocker from the Stray Cats with a Gerucci fireworks show. The list goes on and on. Mike Del Judas with the best of Billy Joel's music and so on. And just a great summer of music. We want you all to be part of it. I will have a beach for people to enjoy. Check it out on our website, oysterbaytown.com. I'm Supervisor Joe Saladino. Lucky and privileged to be on Jay Oliver's Morning Show.